Hey, you guys, welcome back to another episode of the Bravo Banter. You are listening here with me, Janetta, and this crazy biatch on the other end, Jessica.
Hey, I've heard worse about me. Go ahead, bring it.
We're all good.
How you been?
I've been doing good.
You're a new mommy.
Enjoying mom life, taking care of the little booger.
I know. She's so finally sweet. Got to meet her, you guys. She's the fucking cutest thing ever. She was so smiley. I mean, I took a really good selfie with her.
Yeah, you did. She does not smile for the camera a lot, so you actually got a really good picture, because anytime you basically put a camera in front of her, she is basically like, F you, get that out of my face.
Hey, I'm good with babies.
Yeah, I'll give you that one.
You might you could talk all the shit you want about me, but I am good with babies.
Yes, when it comes to babies, if Jessica, yeah, you're good. I mean, heck, I think I was talking to you today, and with one of the girls you watch. Oh, that poor child. But she said you were her favorite babysitter. So,
I get somewhere in life too.
Yeah. I'm praying you didn't bribe her with anything prior to saying it, but
I swear to God, I didn't. I was more blown away than you. I was like, oh my gosh.
Yeah. I was more blown away with what comes out of her mouth outside of that, but we'll leave it at that.
She's a cool ass kid. Again, this is the Bravo Banter. We do say some things that might offend you. If you're easily offended, please just turn us off. I don't want to have to read those messages.
No, they're not fun. And plus, you'll get a response from Jessica because you don't want a response from me.
No, I am the PR person, which is saying something.
Yes. And I'll give it to you.
It happens so often. But look, we're going to offend you. Like, go ahead, turn the channel, whatever you have to do. We're going to offend you. Yeah. We do have a Twitter account.
Have a sense of humor.
Yeah. Well, exactly. Comedians, they're pretty fucking funny. But guess what? They offend 70% of their audience. We do have a Twitter account, The Bravo Banter. And then we also have an Instagram account, which was, is that The Bravo Banter as well?
The Instagram is The Bravo Banter and Twitter is at RHO Banter.
Okay. I'm like, obviously we use that shit a lot. we probably need to start using that more, but I was so tired of the freaking emails. Like, I'm sorry I offended you. We also do have some shout outs. I want to give a shout out to Adam, who's listening, and also Dallas. Anything else you can think of? Per intro?
No, I think that's it. I think we should, I guess, go ahead and dive on in to kind of what's going on.
Well, okay, we have the whole Vanderpump Rules cast is fucking pregnant. It's going to be great.
I know. I mean, so congratulations, Sheena. Not surprised you got knocked up next. I mean,
it's all happening.
I'm so glad there's a new baby coming into this world, but I mean,
you know, I am really more excited for Sheena's baby than I am for anybody else's.
I mean, I'm more of like, I'm not surprised because she can't stand to be the only one not, you know, in with the mix of everybody.
Nah, she's like,
oh, you guys are all having babies right now? Okay, I got to do it too.
Well, and then Jax's ex-girlfriend Cameron's having a baby too, which Kristen Doty posted.
They're probably hoping
for a spinoff, which is great for them. The only one, though, that I would actually be interested in watching would be Sheena. I don't care about. Jack. Stassi, I don't care about.
Is it because she's married to Jax?
No, I obviously love Jax. I named my dog after him.
I know, but I'm saying, like, for you to be like, I don't care about Brittany and Jax's baby.
Brittany annoys me.
She does. I mean, to me, Sheena's annoying and desperate.
Well, yeah, but Sheena has always been annoying and desperate, and she's lived to that. Brittany started off as, like, the sweet little nice girl from Kentucky, and back when she first started, remember I was sending you pictures of her working in bars and stuff in Kentucky, and I'm like, she ain't sweet.
Oh, yeah.
Like, looking, I just like people that are authentic. Like, at least Sheena knows she's fucking crazy.
Yeah. Very, very true.
With her tattoo, it's all happening.
Mm-hmm. So I'm sure she's gonna get a tattoo of that baby of some kind.
And good for her. Like, I'm rooting for her and her boyfriend, although I don't think he's cute at all, and I don't like his man bun. But
I'll be surprised if they stay together.
No, well, I hope they do for the baby's sake, but when it comes to, like...
I hope they do, but Sheena's track record with men is just not there. Well, I think she has to, like, slow her roll.
Brittany and Stassi don't have a better track record.
True. Yeah, you're right there. We'll see how it goes.
Yeah, I'm excited for her. So congrats! And then also, I saw an Instagram post that Candy Burris is pregnant.
I'm actually, I asked you before we start recording, but it's actually she's the one pregnant. It's not by surrogate. So
now, I mean,
I am like so thrilled.
Yeah, I am too for her, and I hope it's true. I would like to watch that play out on Atlanta next season.
I love Atlanta. So I didn't even watch the last season just because I got so tired. Like, I started it and just, like, didn't finish because I got so tired of the BS. But I'm hoping...
It's the same with every housewife. You have one diva where, you know, New Jersey, it would be Teresa. New York, yeah, it would be Ramona or Bethany, who already left. Atlanta would be Nene, who threatened to leave. And now she's leaving and seeing Bravo and all these other people. And then...
So if you're going to go through all that, stay gone, Nene.
I mean, like, Vicky, Lisa Nene Vanderpump.
On, but not anymore.
No, I can't deal with it. Vicky, Lisa Vanderpump, I can't deal with the diva-ness, for sure.
No. You got to go.
Yeah, nope. I want to see some, like, cat fights and all that other stuff. And then we have Bethany right now, currently.
No longer with her boyfriend.
Yeah, and did you see her whole, like, kneecap thing that she posted on Instagram?
No.
It was so funny. Some bitch called her out for her, like, bony-ass kneecaps, which I wish I had that problem. And sent a picture of her kneecaps and was like, yeah, what? I love Bethany. I wish she would have never left.
I do. And I love Bethany because, like, she keeps it real. Because even, like, she's been on social media. I mean, a lot of people have been doing this, even though it's not a Bravo-related thing. But she's been slamming Kim Kardashian for this lavish, you know, trip she's done for her 40th birthday. And just basically kind of like, you know, she's just been tone deaf. And honestly, Kim Kardashian and, like, that whole crew have been getting straight up backlash for that shit. Because a lot of...
I've seen that. I haven't seen her post, though.
But... Kim Kardashian, I don't know if anybody follows that just because that's over on E, but she, you know, basically went and had people go, I think it was like maybe 30 people. She rented out this private plane, all this bullshit. It was like, oh, we quarantined 2 weeks prior. Everybody took a test, blah, 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 blah.
Okay.
Hold on. Sorry, I'm looking at my daughter at the side of my eye and she's moving around. Oh, stay safe.
She's like, fuck this shit. I'm done.
I know. I'm like, oh, stay awake. Stay asleep. Don't wake up. But basically, like, I had this amazing freaking birthday on a private freaking island. And in the middle of a whole damn pandemic where people are starving for their next meal. Like, and here you go blow $1 million so you can basically put on social media and basically flaunt your wealth where everybody. I mean, I'm glad she's getting backlash about it.
You well, I heard it was a humble brag. But is such thing as a humble brag?
No. If you want to be humble about it, go to your fucking vacation and we don't need to hear about it. Because yeah. I'm sorry, when I sit here and look at people struggling and losing their homes and stuff like that, and you over here are humble because you still are making money through all this shit, bye, bitch.
Well, like, good for good for Bethany for calling her out, because if anybody follows Bethany, they know that she does this whole Be Strong thing where she supports, like, I mean, Haiti, and what, like, the hurricanes came through. She was giving gift cards to people that were stranded with no power or anything and no food. She was like, you know what, I'm gonna give a gift card. You can't, I don't think you can tax those. I'm not sure. She did the gift card though for a reason. I mean, she really
all of, like, the kindness of their heart.
For how much money Bethany has, she really is a sweetheart when it comes to giving. And if there's a crisis, she is there. It doesn't matter what it is. It doesn't matter if it's the U.S. or another country. She is there.
Yeah. Don't. I couldn't say that for the Kardashians.
No. So, I mean, good for her for calling out Kim, because you know what? I'm pretty sure she's in close with them, because she's good friends with Kyle Richards, and the Richards are good friends with the Kardashians. Good friends
with the Jenners. Yeah. Kardashian. Kris Jenner. Yeah.
Absolutely. So good for her. Call that bitch out.
I just wish you guys, you know, they now don't have, I know this is so not even Bravo, but they now don't have Keeping Up the Kardashians anymore. Can we just all just unfollow their asses on social media and just don't buy their shit? And see them struggle, and then they realize, like, oh, wait a minute, my fans are actually who fund my life.
Girl, I'll have to tell you, those Kylie Jenner lipsticks she gave me are great. So I don't know.
I love Kylie. The other three, bye.
Shit does not smear at all. And take that however you want to take it. But
I don't really want to know what you're doing to make sure you figure that out.
Speaking of New York City, we do have some new cast members and some returning cast members, which is Heather is coming back to New York City because she was just seen with Ramona and them at Ramona's Hampton place. So, holla. We'll see how that goes.
Will we? And then
I didn't really like her that much.
I don't think I watched it when she was present. I don't think I did.
She was too boasty. She used to hang out with Diddy. And it was like one of those people that would show pictures of, like, somebody with you. And you're like, oh, you remember that picture. But I know her.
Mm-mm.
So,
okay.
You have that.
Yeah. And then, so we have back onto the other side of the U.S. Over Beverly Hills. Kathy Hilton, I think she's Kyle's older sister.
Yeah.
She's starting, like, what, a friend of? She's going to come on as?
She will be a friend of, and I cannot wait, because nobody ever really hears much about her.
Yeah.
And,
we'll
you know,
see.
You know,
I mean,
he's
I
gone?
Mean, she's kind of like, yeah, Teddy's gone. But I was trying to finish up with that whole thing, but I know Kyle and Kathy, I hate their everything fucking K. They don't really get along. Like, just like Kim and Kyle. Like, it's so I want to see how this plays out. Like, are you just going to come on and play face? Or are you going to come on and be real and give us a little bit of a drama? Because if you're not going to give us drama, then bye.
It seems like
you're just going to be boring as Teddy. I don't care.
It seems like Kim is a lot nicer to Kyle than Kathy. So I'm looking forward to that. Looking forward to seeing Paris and Nikki. I'm looking forward to not seeing Teddy, which, you guys, I have been a Teddy fan. Like, old girl's dad lives next to my uncle. Like, I'm like, oh, that's so cool. I know them. No, Teddy is boring. She's gone. And she did not leave gracefully at all. And then her whole, like, workout program got slammed because she was basically having her people eat like 300 calories a day plus working out.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
I'm glad she's not on here anymore. Like,
oh, and Dorit has a new dog. Did you see that?
No.
Dorit has a dog.
I'm over it. No. Let's not bring that back. I don't want to hear about her having a dog.
Lucy Apple Juice, remember her?
That whole storyline has played out horribly.
And people threw a fit. They thought that Lisa Rinna and Erica Jane were leaving. Lisa Rinna's not going anywhere.
No, Rena is gonna keep on to that. If Rena's going, it's because they fired her. It ain't because it's by Rena.
She will do anything for money. She's already made that known. Yeah. That's not even me bashing her. I love Rena. And people might not agree with me, but girl made the Housewives for Beverly Hills because it was boring. It was a snooze fest. And then here she is at a dinner table. So were people doing coke in your bathroom?
Yeah.
Like, that is my type of girl. Like, come to my dinner party, please. Please call these bitches out. I hate them.
Yes. What's next?
Next we're going to talk about a little bit about Below Deck Med. They're finishing up, and then we're going to do the OC. But before that, we are going to take a quick break.
Okay. We'll be back. Hey, you guys, welcome back to another episode of the Bravo Banter. You are listening here with me, Janetta, and this crazy biatch on the other end, Jessica.
Hey, I've heard worse about me. Go ahead, bring it.
We're all good.
How've you been?
I've been doing good.
You're a new mommy.
Enjoying mom life, taking care of the little booger.
I know. I finally got to meet her, you guys. She's the fucking cutest thing ever. She was so smiley. I mean, I took a really good selfie with her.
Yeah, you did. She does not smile for the camera a lot, so you actually got a really good picture, because anytime you basically put a camera in front of her, she is basically like, F you, get that out of my face.
Hey, I'm good with babies.
Yeah, I'll give you that one.
You can talk all the shit you want about me, but I am good with babies.
Yes, when it comes to babies, if Jessica, yeah, you're good. I mean, heck, I think I was talking to you today and with one of the girls you watch. Oh, that poor child. But she said you were her favorite babysitter. So, I
get somewhere in life too.
Yeah. I'm praying you didn't bribe her with anything prior to saying it, but
I swear to God, I didn't. I was more blown away than you. I was like, oh my gosh.
Yeah. I was more blown away with what comes out of her mouth outside of that, but we'll leave it at that.
She's a cool ass kid. Real quick, you guys, again, this is the Bravo Banter. We do say some things that might offend you. If you're easily offended, please just turn us off. I don't want to have to read those messages.
No, they're not fun. And plus, you'll get a response from Jessica because you don't want a response from me.
No, I am the PR person, which is saying something.
Yes. I'll give it to you.
It happens so often. But look, we're going to offend you. Like, go ahead, turn the channel, whatever you have to do. We're going to offend you. Yeah. We do have a Twitter account.
Have a sense of humor.
Yeah. Well, exactly. Comedians, they're pretty fucking funny. But guess what? They offend 70% of their audience. We do have a Twitter account, The Bravo Banter. And then we also have an Instagram account, which is that the Bravo Banter as well?
The Instagram is the Bravo Banter and Twitter is at RHO Banter.
Okay. I'm like, obviously we use that shit a lot. we probably need to start using that more, but I was so tired of the freaking emails. Like, I'm sorry I offended you. We also do have some shout outs. I want to give a shout out to Adam, who's listening, and also Dallas. Anything else you can think of for our intro?
No, I think that's it. I think we should, I guess, go ahead and dive on in to kind of what's going on.
Well, okay, we have the whole Vanderpump Rules cast is fucking pregnant. It's going to be great.
I know. So congratulations, Sheena. Not surprised you got knocked up next. I mean,
it's all happening.
So glad there's a new baby coming into this world. But, I mean,
I am more excited for Sheena's baby than I am for anybody else's.
I mean, more of like, I'm not surprised because she can't stand to be the only one not you know, in with the mix of everybody.
Nah, she's like, got him.
You guys are all having babies right now? Okay, I gotta do it too.
Well, and then Jax's ex-girlfriend, Cameron's having a baby too, which Kristen Doty posted.
Of course, Kristen Doty, they're probably hoping
for a spinoff, which is great for them. The only one, though, that I would actually be interested in watching would be Sheena. Brittany, I don't care about. Stassi, I don't care about.
Is it because she's married to Jax?
No, I obviously love Jax. I named my dog after him.
I know, but I'm saying, like, for you to be like, I don't care about Brittany and Jax's baby.
Brittany annoys me.
She does. I mean, to me, Sheena's annoying and desperate.
Well, yeah, but Sheena has always been annoying and desperate, and she's lived to that. Brittany started off as, like, the sweet little nice girl from Kentucky, and she, I mean, back when she first started, remember I was sending you pictures of her working in bars and stuff in Kentucky, and I'm like, she ain't sweet.
Oh, yeah.
Like, looking. I just like people that are authentic. Like, at least Sheena knows she's fucking crazy.
Yeah. Very, very true.
With her tattoo, it's all happening.
Mm-hmm. So I'm sure she's gonna get a tattoo of that baby of some kind.
And good for her. Like, I'm rooting for her and her boyfriend, although I don't think he's cute at all, and I don't like his man bun. But
I'll be surprised if they stay together.
No, well, I hope they do for the baby's sake, but when it comes to, like,
I hope they do, but Sheena's track record with men is just not there. I think she has to, like, slow her roll.
Brittany and Stassi don't have a better track record.
True. Yeah, you're right there. We'll see how it goes.
Yeah. I'm excited for her, so congrats. And then also, I saw an Instagram post that Candy Burris is pregnant.
I'm actually, I asked you before we started recording, but it's actually, she's the one pregnant, it's not by surrogate. So
now, I mean,
I am, like, so thrilled.
Yeah, I am too for her, and I hope it's true. I would like to watch that play out on Atlanta next season.
I love Atlanta. So I didn't even watch the last season just because I got so tired. Like, I started it and just, like, didn't finish because I got so tired of the BS. But
it's the same with every housewife. You have one diva where, you know, New Jersey, it would be Teresa. New York, yeah, it would be Ramona or Bethany, who already left. Atlanta would be Nene, who threatened to leave, and now she's leaving and seeing Bravo and all these other people. And then,
so if you're going to go through all that, stay gone, Nene.
I mean, like, Vicky, Lisa Nene Vanderpump.
On, but not anymore.
No, I can't deal with it. Vicky, Lisa Vanderpump, I can't deal with the diva-ness, for sure.
No. You got to go.
Yeah, nope. I want to see some, like, cat fights and all that other stuff. And then we have Bethany right now, currently.
No longer with her boyfriend.
Yeah, and did you see her whole, like, kneecap thing that she posted on Instagram?
No.
It was so funny. Some bitch called her out for her, like, bony-ass kneecaps, which I wish I had that problem. and she sent a picture of her kneecaps and was like, yeah, what? I love Bethany. I wish she would have never left.
I do. And I love Bethany because, like, she keeps it real. Because even, like, she's been on social media. I mean, a lot of people have been doing this, even though it's not a Bravo-related thing. But she's been slamming Kim Kardashian for this lavish, you know, trip she's done for her 40th birthday. And just basically kind of, like, you know, she's just been tone deaf. And honestly, Kim Kardashian and, like, that whole crew have been getting straight up backlash for that shit, because a lot of
I haven't seen her post though.
But Kim Kardashian, I don't know if anybody follows that, just because that's over on E. But she, you know, basically went and had people go go, I think it was like maybe 30 people. She rented out this private plane, all this bullshit. It was like, oh, we quarantined 2 weeks prior. Everybody took a test, blah, 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 blah.
Okay.
Hold on. Sorry, I'm looking at my daughter out the side of my eye and she's moving around. Stay sweet.
She's like, fuck this shit. I'm done.
I know. I'm like, oh, stay awake. Stay sleep. Don't wake up. But basically, like, I had this amazing freaking birthday on a private freaking island and in the middle of a whole damn pandemic where people are starving for their next meal. Like, and here you go, blow $1 million so you can basically put on social media and basically flaunt your wealth where everybody, I mean, I'm glad she's getting backlash about it.
You well, could do I, stuff, I heard it was a humble brag. With, but oh, is yeah, like such thing as a humble brag?
There, no. If you want to be humble about it, go to your fucking vacation and we don't need to hear about it. Because yeah. I'm sorry, when I sit here and look at people struggling and losing their homes and stuff like that, and you over here are humble because you can, you still are making money through all this shit, bye, bitch.
Well, like, good for Bethany for calling her out, because if anybody yeah. follows Bethany, they know that she does this whole Be Strong thing where she supports, like, I mean, Haiti and what, like, the hurricanes came through. She was giving gift cards to people that were stranded with no power or anything and no food. She was like, you know what, I'm gonna give a gift card. You can't, I don't think you can tax those, I'm not sure. She did the gift card though for a reason.
Yeah.
And I mean, she really
all, like, the kindness of their heart.
For how much money Bethany has, she really is a sweetheart when it comes to giving. And if there's a crisis, she is there. It doesn't matter what it is. It doesn't matter if it's the U.S. or another country. She is there.
Yeah. Don't. I couldn't say that for the Kardashians.
No. So, I mean, good for her for calling out Kim, because you know what? I'm pretty sure she's in close with them, because she's good friends with Kyle Richards, and the Richards mm-hmm. are good friends with the Kardashians. Good friends
with the Jenners. Yeah, the yeah. Kardashian. Kris Jenner, yeah.
Absolutely. So good for her. Call that bitch out.
I just wish you guys, you know, they now don't have, I know this is so not even Bravo, but they now don't have Keeping Up the Kardashians anymore. Can we just all just unfollow their asses on social media and just don't buy their shit? And see them struggle, and then they realize, like, oh, wait a minute, my fans are actually who fund my life.
Because girl, I'll have to tell you, those Kylie Jenner lipsticks she gave me are great. So I don't know.
I love Kylie. The other three, bye.
Shit does not smear at all. And take that however you want to take shit. It. But
I don't really want to know what you're doing to make sure you figure that out.
Speaking of New York City, we do have some new cast members and some returning cast members, which is Heather is coming back to New York City because she was just seen with Ramona and them at Ramona's Hampton place. So, holla. We'll see how that goes.
We'll see. And then,
I didn't really like her that much.
I don't think I watched it when she was present. I don't think I did.
She was too boasty. She used to hang out with Diddy. And all. It was like one of those people that would show pictures of like somebody with you. And you're like, oh, you remember that picture. But I know her. Mm-mm. So,
okay. You have that. Yeah. And then, so we have back onto the other side of the U.S. Over Beverly Hills. Kathy Hilton, I think she's Kyle's older sister.
Yep.
She's starting, like, what, a friend of?
Yep.
I wonder what she's going to come on as.
She will be a friend of, and I cannot wait, because nobody ever really hears much about her.
Yeah.
And,
we'll
you
see.
Know, you know, I mean, she's I gone? Mean,
she's kind of like, yeah, Teddy's gone, but I was trying to finish up with that whole thing, but I know Kim, not Kim, sorry. Kyle and Kathy, I hate their everything fucking K. They don't really get along. Like, just like Kim and Kyle. Like, it's so I want to see how this plays out. Like, are you just going to come on and play face? Or are you going to come on and be real and give us a little bit of a drama? Because if you're not going to give us drama, then bye.
It seems like
you're just going to be boring as Teddy. I don't care.
It seems like Kim is a lot nicer to Kyle than Kathy. So I'm looking forward to that. looking forward to seeing Paris and Nikki. I'm looking forward to not seeing Teddy, which, you guys, I have been a Teddy fan. Like, old girl's dad lives next to my uncle. Like, I'm like, oh, that's so cool. I know them. No, Teddy is boring. She's gone. And she did not leave gracefully at all. And then her whole, like, workout program got slammed because she was basically having her people eat, like, 300 calories a day plus working out.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
I'm glad she's not on here anymore.
Like, oh, and Dorit has a new dog. Did you see that?
No.
Dorit has a dog.
I'm over it. No, we're not. Let's not bring that back. I don't want to hear about her having a dog.
Lucy Apple Juice. Remember her?
That whole storyline has played out horribly.
It all has. And people threw a fit. They thought that Lisa Rinna and Erica Jane were leaving. Lisa Rinna is not going anywhere.
No, hopefully. Rinna is going to keep on to that. If Rinna's going, it's because they fired her. It ain't because it's by Rinna.
She will do anything for money. She's already made that known. Yeah. That's not even me bashing her. I love Rinna. And people might not agree with me, but girl made the Housewives for Beverly Hills because it was boring. It was a snooze fest. And then here she is at a dinner table. So were people doing coke in your bathroom?
Yeah.
Like, that is my type of girl. Like, come to my dinner party, please. Please call these bitches out. I hate them.
Yes. So on. What's next?
Sorry, well, next we're going to talk about a little bit about Below Deck Med. They're finishing up, and then we're going to do the OC. But before that, we are going to take a quick break.
Okay, we'll be back.